Stephen Jill here.
Happy Memorial Day.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how house flips are the next logical step.
They are. Some people are just started this. They took our concepts, started to apply it to other property types, which is great, and figure it out. And now it's the way it should be. Right?
Do you think house flips are easier or harder than land?
Overall, completing the transaction, easier.
That's what
when
I think.
Agents get involved, harder.
I think, I don't know, I'm trying to make a good analogy or a good example. It's like when you do a bunch of land deals are great.
Mm-hmm.
House deals are just that's the title, a logical step. I think they're so much easier for a lot of reasons, but you got to do them right, just like everything else.
Exactly.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and I should say this. We also have a house academy, by the time this airs, a house academy forum.
We do.
And we're about to launch a new house academy show.
We do. True. All right. Alex says, morning, everyone. Mailed 3 different counties and got my first mailer, and it did not go so well. Huspeth County, Texas is probably the worst county to deal with. They don't even have the properties recorded on a map. I've had a ton of people call and mail back purchase agreements for less than $100 per acre, but I can't find any info on any of them. One guy texted me pictures of his deed and plot information, but the coordinates are in relation to the other plots in the same subdivision. No one knows where the subdivisions are. I asked the county how they figured out what the taxes for the parcels are if they don't know where they are, and they said, quote unquote, we have no idea. LOL. If they could get those properties all recorded, someone there could make a killing. I got nothing but hate calls from another county, but I think it was my fault on the pricing. The third county, I've gotten calls back, but people want way too much. I'm $4,000 in the hole, but I think of it as a pricey education. I know I'll make something happen on the next mailer and hope I do. Anyone else get whacked on their first time out? And I watched you. There were like several responses.
There were probably at least 10 responses to this in the forum from some more senior members.
Yeah.
And I'm about to give my response too.
It's kind of funny.
Go ahead, Jen.
One of our members in particular wrote this. He said, and it was Kevin. Kevin said, hey, Alex, it's too early to shut the door on these counties.
Exactly.
You're getting their early responders.
Yeah.
The most motivated and desperate sellers.
That's
just
right.
Wait.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's kind of funny. But what's one of the things that we talk about that I don't know if Alex did? When you pick a county, one of your due diligence items should be, how is that county, especially if you're brand new? If you don't know the area, you want to be able to get a county that has good maps online. You can get them on the phone. It's all in parcel fact. It's really easy to get copies of the, you know, vesting deeds in, you know, RealQuest Pro and Title Pro. And, you know, that should be part of your due diligence before you go, yep, this is a county to mail. What else do you want to add?
Huspeth County. Texas, Huspeth County, Texas, which is the most southwestern Lee County, I think. There might be one more. I think it's Culberson. Is the single worst county in this country to send mail to. And it's not because there isn't cheap property, because there's tons of cheap property, just like he found out. You just have, it's very difficult to find it. Tremendous number of properties there have no access at all. I don't know who went and subdivided that in the 50s or 60s or 70s. The county itself, everybody's part-time there. So there's the sheriff, who's also the assessor, and that's not a fact, but it's some version of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of counties in Texas that are like that, which makes Texas cool.
Yeah.
So what I get from this, and Alex, please don't take this personally, but, you know, I hear a lot of whining. This is an opportunity. It's not.
That's true.
And you alluded to that.
That's true.
It might not. If you're in Massachusetts mailing Huspeth County,
mm-hmm.
it's probably not an opportunity for you. If you're 2 counties over from Texas and you can actually go there
mm-hmm.
and sit down and figure out where these properties are and do the stuff that's really required to make that county work,
mm-hmm.
that's what's required in this business.
And you'll be the only one, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah, you'll have
you
the...
You will retire on the properties that you buy and sell in that county.
Exactly.
So this is an opportunity. It's not a negative thing.
Exactly.
So if you're the kind of person who takes notes on the show, take this note. Hudspeth County is tough, if not impossible, unless you're there. And that's, by the way, there's no other counties. Like, I'm not holding back. Hudspeth is the single, I think, most difficult county.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, take this down. If you think you can push a button and make a ton of money buying and selling real estate, and that's just a short track to buying a Ferrari, this is not for you.
Ding, ding. There is no easy button.
There's no easy button.
That's true.
So,
but there's things you can do ahead of time to make it easier.
Pricing?
Like I said, be ready.
Pricing on a mailer is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Failed mailer, this concept of failed mailer, it happens to all of us. It hasn't happened to me recently, but it still happens to me. And I'm, 25 years into this?
Right.
And it's because pricing didn't work. Or I missed something in the pricing, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. But you always get a response, like Kevin would say too. Even our worst mailers, which we thought how many years ago, right? New areas or something, and even our members that we talked about, things come out of it. You are hitting people, you know. Wait and see what happens. See what they come back with.
Jill and I started Land Academy in 2015. It was after decades of us separately in the real estate industry, not sending out in Jill's case, but doing real estate deals.
Right.
You know, and it was a struggle for the first 6 months of starting Land Academy to actually, you know, this is not a huge profit center for us, by the way. It was a struggle for us to answer this question. Does this really work?
I mean, Land Academy's not a huge profit center.
Land Academy is not. Oh, the buying and selling real estate is massive.
Yes, that's a profit
massive
center.
Massive profit center.
Yeah.
So it was a struggle for 6 months for Land Academy itself to for people were just like, this is, who the hell are you guys? You know, come on. And so, obviously, it all caught on, and here we are at almost 2020. So, I haven't had a question like this in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you mean I sent it all out and it didn't work?
So, but it did. But I don't think Alex totally said that, too. And I think Alex alluded to that. All right, I missed that one. I missed this one. You'd have to spend some time on it.
Yes.
You know, I watched one person, too, who said, you know, when you get the program, first thing you should do, whether it's Land Academy or House Academy or Info Lots, whatever it is, watch the whole thing through. Digest it, you know, all the way through in the beginning. I love this advice that someone had. It wasn't my advice. It was one of our members. And then they said, now go back and re-watch it. And the second time, you're going to pick up on things. And now you're going to start to get it. But you're first going all the way through and understanding the whole transaction. I think that's brilliant. So I would say, Alex, you probably got all the way through. Maybe go back and spend some more time, too.
One of the people that responded to this, too, and we didn't put it here in the script, but they said, you're building a mailer system.
Yeah.
I would call it a mailer juggernaut. And to send out one mailer and expect to do deals, that happens to all of us, actually. There was somebody in our live event that sent out
three letters.
And bought a property, which I would never recommend, but that happened. So
it's hilarious.
What you're doing, what you need to do is send out X amount of, and this is all throughout our education material, send out X amount, it's a system. It's a whole system that just needs to be jammed forward and, you know, managed. So a failed mailer on your first time out is not typical, but there's reasons for that.
I don't know if it is failed. Again, it's we're not done.
I wouldn't even call it that.
No, it's not failed. It's so. Just like I picked a county, I can't find the properties. All right, got to spend a little more time or circle back around to it later.
It's as nice as I can be about this topic.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, you know, and I'm glad that, you know what, the big thing is to Alex is, hey, thank you, Alex. You're not throwing your hands up and going, all right, I can't do this.
He kind of was.
No.
That's how I took this.
Oh, you really? Oh, I don't take it that way. Because you know why?
Maybe you can.
Because the fact that he's reaching out and asking for help. That's why.
Well, what is this question there?
What am I doing wrong? What is your experience? Am I right here? Am I wrong here? Gosh, this county. The fact that he's reaching out, not just going, forget it, I'm out. And going dark.
Mm-hmm.
That's my whole thing. Alex is actually trying. He's saying, here's my experience, guys. Please help me out here. That was his last question. So anybody else had this thing happen to them too? And I'm sure people are going, oh yeah, this happened. Well, you know, and try this or think about that. Like you and I are saying too. Hang in there. You'll get it. Alex even said, I must have priced stuff wrong. Well, maybe he did. So what? Let's see what calls come back and you can recover on those calls. You overpriced. Fine. You readjust when you say, hey, by the way, I realize I know I sent you I'd buy this for $1 million. I really only meant $1,000. You know, whatever it is. Because have you looked at the property? And then if you go the other direction, which some people do really well with, you know, sure, they're mad, but you quickly figure out that they do want to sell, just not your offer price. And you go back and look at it again and go, you know what? All right, I see it. You're right. I'll add $2,000 and if you still want to sell, and I can close on Tuesday. You think I'm kidding?
No, I know you're right. I'm
you
trying
can recover
to adjust,
from all this.
Trying to adjust my attitude to
okay.
this. For some reason.
Don't
there's
give
only
up
been a,
on Alex,
there's only
Steven?
Been, I'm not no, okay. I'm not there's only been a few times where people have contacted us and said this doesn't work and I wasted money.
I don't think that's how it went. I really don't. And you know what? I'm willing to bet.
You make your own decisions.
If Alex stays with it.
You make your decisions on own decisions on
now,
pricing.
He's
you make
go.
Your own decisions on where to send mail and types of assets to send. You know, you make your own decisions here. The fact is this. This really, really works. Jill and I make millions and millions of dollars doing this. In fact, the vast majority of the people that actually actualize this education program and take it seriously, I can name names, make more money than we do. Mm-hmm. So
I think Alex is going to be one of those people 6 months from now. Watch.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Today's topic, house flips are the next logical step. This is the meat of the show. I'm done ranting.
I was going to ask you, how are you today? What's happening?
No, like, there's just a few topics. This is like a driving through dollars topic for me, Joe.
Okay.
You know, that
right.
topic just sends you to the moon.
Okay, now I get it. I'm like, well, I don't see it as bad. So, okay.
You know what it taps into for me? And again, I'm not picking on you, Alex. I'm not. Because I'm sure Joe's right. You're going to be great at this. You have to take personal responsibility for succeeding at this and everything else on the planet. You can't just say, well, you know, I didn't get enough information or, you know, and again, this is not about Alex specifically, I'm not getting what I need in life.
I'm sorry, you have a thing you
got to
get off your chest today.
That concept sends me to the moon. If you're not getting what you need, you know, you need to go out and figure that out.
I understand.
Because nobody's doing something to you.
Is this directed at me?
No.
Okay.
No. It's just like, I don't get it.
Are you
not, you know, you're not
something
this victim mentality.
Okay.
It's just silly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I sent the mail around and it didn't work? No.
All right. House flips. Talk to me. Steven, new topic. New subject. Move on.
This is why men and women have relationships together, because,
yeah,
you know, can you imagine? Never mind.
Okay.
Men and women complement each other, I think, or just let's just not even men and women, but like life partners.
Yeah.
You know, some people just go off track.
Could
and
you
some
imagine?
People stay on track.
If I was totally like you and we were sitting, we would rant for an hour. rant. I could just see it. I know. And another thing. No. All right, house flips, next logical step. It's so cool. Okay, so we started with Land Academy back in 2015, and our first program was the just testing this all out, cash flow from land show. And then here we are, you know, in 2019, they love it. Everybody loves it. So we did 1.0. We have a refresh of that program, which is out there because the tools changed. Then we came up with, Steven came up with, infill lots, because that was like a baby step from doing land, thinking about infill lots where people, which an infill lot is something you can put a house on. It's like maybe it's in the middle of a subdivision. It's a lot in between a couple homes that for whatever reason, it's nobody built on it yet. And you get the infill lot and how to find them and make sure it's buildable and what to do. Well, then the next logical step really is house flips. And that's why we are here right now. And I'll talk about it in a minute here about, well, you already alluded to it. House Academy's coming. So, and we are going to have a separate show about that, by the way. It's going to be a whole different show because, like Steven just said, there's parts of those property types that are very different and some parts that are very easy. And it's the next step.
Jill and I have been buying and selling houses or talking about it and in some form since the day we met. Mm-hmm. And this was way back in, it's a lot of years, many, many, many years ago, more than a decade. And we're known for land, obviously. But in the background, we have been wholesaling houses and sometimes renovating them on occasion when it makes sense. And right up to yesterday, we put on offer in a house in Santa Barbara. So house flips as a land professional is a very logical step. And it's the same concept. And, you know, it's not going to end here. So we are about to release, by the time this airs, we will have released House Academy itself. Mm-hmm. And like we said right at the beginning of the show, it's so simple. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that's missing, if there's anything missing with house flip, is the opportunity to hit a home run. Mm-hmm. You know, with houses, you're going to hit a lot of singles. You're going to market up $25,000 and sell it pretty quickly without ever really seeing it.
Right.
But there's no real opportunity with land. It's theoretical. We've done this. Bought a property for $5,000 and sold it for, you know, 180.
Right.
You know, that's a knock it out of the park situation in my book. It doesn't happen with houses. Right. But you get a real consistent, amazing return right. if you work it.
Exactly.
So I love flipping houses. Mm-hmm. You know, like Jill said earlier, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. And if you involve the wrong people,
right.
like real estate agents, you know, the right way is this. You send out a bunch of mail, just like we always do.
Right.
A very predictable number of people contact you and sign it or sign it for about every 2,500 to 3,000 letters. Somebody, you buy a house.
Right.
If you accumulate a buyer's database before you send this mailer out, or you manage the first few assets in a market, you have an open house and all the stuff that we actually teach in the program, you're going to make two or three phone calls to that list that you've put together, and you're going to sell the property really fast to right. somebody who was going to renovate it, like on an HGTV.
Exactly.
So, that's kind of not what happens with land. With land, you get the asset and you make some decisions based on the actual asset.
Right.
The house itself, they're all the same.
What I love about the houses is the data going into it. It's much easier and there's much more available and accurate data thanks to the MLS, which we all have access to now, by the way. Your pricing.
Yeah, that's
right,
true.
And picking a county and knowing where you should come in, price per square foot, where it's not crazy, but you are going to get a response. That's the stuff that we share. And it's just, for me, I love it because, it's just easier. So if you can understand and figure it out in land, you can absolutely understand and figure it out in houses if you want to do it. That's the only question.
Well said.
We have a lot of members that are very happy doing their land, and they went on, they've gone bigger, they've done bigger numbers. I think we have a show coming up this week about how to get over the fear of going for bigger dollar amounts.
Bigger deals.
And bigger deals. And so we're going to talk more about that. A lot of our members are just happy doing that. Like, hey, I added a zero. Now I've added two zeros. And I'm happy. I do less deals per year, but they are bigger deals, and it's less work for me. I don't need that house thing. You know, that's fine. That's fine. But it's nice to diversify. And that's another show we have coming up.
It's very logical to add product types to land, mm-hmm. which is why it was very logical for us. The logical next step is to launch House Academy.
Yep.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for the episode called How Much Should I Diversify My Land Acquisition Types?
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free. Or go to houseacademy.com. There's another free online community there for you, too.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
All right, speaking of which, I have to get this out real quick.
Yeah.
Because there's a thing going on that ends today. So if you want to be a member of Land Academy, there is a special that ends today because it is Memorial Day. If you go in and the code is, if you go to landacademy.com, click on join. And when you get to the checkout page, if you put in the coupon code HOT750, so HOT750.
That's cool.
You like that? It takes off $750 plus you get 1,000 free records of data. Yep. Oh, but wait, you don't even know the promo. This is the promo we have going on.
I'm the last one to know anything.
It's okay.
It's fine.
By the way,
because I don't need to know.
This will come to you or me.
I buy the real estate.
I know.
Everything else goes on here. I don't know about it.
You also get one free consulting call with either myself or Steven.
Good.
Is that not cool? So hot 750. So check it out. Also, for Land Academy members, it just happened the other day. They are the only ones that are getting early access right now to House Academy, FYI. So as we are airing this right now today on Memorial Day Monday, the general public cannot get House Academy. It is coming in a couple weeks. Land Academy members do have access. They are getting it now.
So
super cool. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.